From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump said Monday that U.S. attempts to deal with North Korea have failed for more than two decades. On Twitter, he wrote, "Our country has been unsuccessfully dealing with North Korea for 25 years, giving billions of dollars and getting nothing. Policy didn't work." His new remarks were the latest hint that he could upend long-standing American policy aimed at containing North Korea's nuclear weapons development, short of confrontation. The director of the Atomic Energy Agency says he is not optimistic about possible solutions to the North Korean nuclear crisis. Yukiya Amano made opening remarks in Rome Monday to delegates at the opening of the 20th Conference on International Cooperation for Enhancing Nuclear Safety. Amano said his organization is working to collect and evaluate information regarding North Korea's nuclear program, but he said it remains impossible to report progress on the situation. The International Committee of the Red Cross has decided to drastically reduce its presence and relief operations in Afghanistan. It said a series of recent attacks that have killed seven of its staff, including a foreigner, forced it to make the decision. Monica Zanarelli, the aid group's country head, on Monday said this is a difficult moment for the ICRC and the staff. After 30 years of continuous presence in the country, we are reducing our presence and operations. This is VOA News. Kenya's National Commission on Human Rights has accused the country's security agencies of killing more than 30 people following the elections on August 8th. Correspondent Mohammed Yusuf has more for VOA from Nairobi.
The government-funded rights group published a report Monday titled Mirage at Dusk, which documents human rights violations. According to the commission, 34 people, including a six-month-old baby, were killed by police during the 3 days of chaos. Another three people were killed in clashes between civilians. Commission on Human Rights member Jadida Warihu says the protests were triggered by the Electoral Commission's announcement that the incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta had defeated opposition leader Raila Odinga.
Unfortunately, in the protests and the days after that, we had many Kenyans injured, and also we had a number of deaths.
Interior Ministry spokesman Mwenda Njoka disagrees with the commission's findings.
The deaths that could be directly connected to the riots were less than 10.
Tensions are still running high in Kenya as the country prepares for a rerun of the presidential election. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Russian operatives bought tens of thousands of dollars of advertising on the giant internet search engine Google last year in an attempt to help real estate mogul Donald Trump win the U.S. presidency. That reporting from the Washington Post newspaper. People familiar with an investigation by Google told the paper that the global technology company found that the Russian agents tried to spread disinformation about the 2016 election across several Google platforms, including YouTube, Google Search, and the company's DoubleClick ad program. The discovery by Google, according to the newspaper, appears to show that the ads were not from the same Kremlin-affiliated group that bought election-themed material on the popular social media website Facebook. There's been no immediate comment on the report by Google or American officials. And India's Supreme Court on Monday temporarily banned the sale of fireworks in New Delhi, 10 days ahead of the Diwali festival, in an effort to curb the capital's deadly air pollution. Millions of fireworks are lit around Diwali, which falls on October 19th this year. Each year, they worsen the city's population, which is among the worst in the world. In 2014, the World Health Organization found New Delhi was the most polluted of 1,600 cities. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.